And now, it's time for Southern California's fourth fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. We have a really fun show ahead for you today. We've got Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell, and we've got Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double, both out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Man, there's a lot to talk about. Water's warming up. The fish are biting. Everything's starting to come together. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk all about it. We're going to find out what's happening on the water when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, I'm in studio with Brandon Bono. Stoked to be in here with you again. And both Pete and Rick out of town. And I think Pete's actually on a travel day today, coming back today.
Yeah, on the way home. I'm so excited about today's show. I think we're going to have a really good time. Yeah, absolutely. And,
hey, having Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
And then having Fred Huber from the Daily Double, a guy I've known for many decades. Good morning. A
couple years now. Morning, Corey.
It's been a few, yes, for sure. Totally stoked to have both of you in here and talking good times. And, man, there's been some decent fishing happening, huh? Both the full day and the half day.
It's coming around.
Yeah, right? I mean, the water temps seem like a late start, kind of, right? I mean, for everybody this year. But starting to come around.
Yes. You know, I think the most significant thing for us on the half-day trip, on the half-day boat, them opening up the 9-mile bank, haven't been closed for 20 years. That's let us get away from... the water on the point's been kind of crazy this year. There's been a lot of eddies and upwellings and just weird things. And I described it as being consistently inconsistent. And from day to day, even on a trip, water change has been very unnormal. But being able to go out to that bank that's been left alone for 20 years, it's been... Wow, what an eye-opener.
Some quality reds and bocotch and just everything else to come with it.
Yeah, just easy. I mean, it's hard for me to say easy fishing in 500 feet of water, but, you know, the reality of it is it's pretty darn good. And we've taken some we've taken rookies out, you know, first-time fishing. We had a group Monday. 16 people, research scientists and students from UCSD that had never fished before in their lives, and there's a bunch of them that finished up. on a full boat of people. You know, we maxed at 35 and, you know, very close to limits, and some people that never fished before found their way and did really good. It's inspiring.
That's pretty good fishing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it's not the rock fishing of years past. I mean, when you talk rockfish, you know, maybe a one to two pound rockfish. I think the majority of that stuff out there is well over that 2 pound mark, huh?
You know,
for the most part,
Corey, when we started, it was phenomenal. But we've picked a lot of the low hanging fruit.
Yeah,
and it's not. I mean, the quality's still very good. Don't get me wrong. But when we first started fishing it, it was like, oh my goodness. I mean, it was epic. It was very good. It's still very good.
What's happening? For my own reasons, I want to know what's happening on the kelp line. Like, what are you seeing in the local point?
It's finally coming around. We, you know, the kelp canopy is diminished. We're fishing different spots, and we finally got to the point. You know, we have not settled in on, oh yeah, this is the alpha spot. I went out yesterday afternoon, and it's like, wow, look at this condition. I'm going to try one on the buoy line that we'd had a little success on, and it was good. And it's like, it's neat for me when you have a good condition and you can try, well, this spot or this spot or this spot or this spot. And I bounced yesterday, and the third spot, we'd had some pretty good success on that earlier in the year. And I went back to that, and it was pretty darn good.
Pretty good bass fishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I even heard you had a few sand bass this last week, too.
We did. We had one real nice shot Thursday morning. You know, the big thing with us is anchovies. If we have anchovies, I feel...
It's like the magic.
Yeah,
lights yeah. out. It's like you cut me loose in July with a tank of anchovies and decent water and IV. I'm going to find something
yeah. somewhere, right? I mean, it's just... it's like, you know, the bait company, they work their tails off, right? Literally.
They do, and we have... word right now that it's coming in this morning.
Chovy
in the next hour or two.
So the last couple of days it's been primarily sardine?
A mix. I mean, we had chovies for a couple of weeks, and then the last 3 or 4 days we've been working on a mix that had beautiful sardines with it.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had some anchovies on the boat last night. Not enough to chum to get things really excited, but definitely enough for the hooks, and the sardines that were with it, God, I slurped them last night. It was so
really?
Much fun. Yes.
You sent me a beautiful picture of you and a calico and the sunset behind you and lighting up the fins of the fish, and it was just like a 3 pound plus three.
Yeah, it was somewhere all in there. Three. It was all a three.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful yeah. picture, and that calico fishing's in my heart. And a lot of that, you know, for me, and most people don't know, started fishing the Daily Double, the Fisherman 3. It was fishing right here, man, starting as a little kid, fishing on the boat, out there having a good time. And to know that you and both Steve P. own that boat and it's so low to the water and just such a cool boat to fish. And your schedule, are you... I remember we talked before. Are you running two trips during the weekdays?
Two trips, 7 days a week this time
yeah.
of year.
Okay.
8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon. 8:30 to 2:30.
Yeah.
So it's our morning trip and our afternoon. 3 in the afternoon to 8:30 in the evening.
So it's an adjusted time, a little bit different from everybody else, just to... make it more attractive in some ways, I guess?
Yeah, we had to offset. I mean...
In a good way. I mean, that's good.
Yeah. It was a business decision. And you know what? I kind of like not running into the bait receivers with two other boats and all of us, you know, sprinting for the spot. And it's like... You know what? I need to give those guys a two-hour head start.
Okay? there's the honesty of it.
We got to make it fair.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's the honesty of it for sure. And Steve, that the bait situation, what do you feel? I mean, as far as having sardine, is that better for your offshore?
So far, yeah, we haven't run into the, you know, schooly yellowfin fishing where the anchovy is a big asset. It has not been a big deal for us yet. We've had good bait overall. We've had great bait for a long time.
We've had
very good, consistent bait. We have not had the bait struggles that we've had, you know.
In years past.
Yeah, a long time. It's been good bait for several years.
Which is amazing because for as many years as I spent doing it, there was always a challenge. Like, I mean, literally, every day there was something laid out to make it a challenge, and it just seems like the last decade or so, it's been pretty easy, right?
They reworked those boxes, and how they have a maintenance barge out there that works year round. They pull the liners, they power wash them. They have evolved, and they have taken care of this fleet so well. That, you know, the accolades I have for Everett & Ham Brothers Bait Company just don't stop.
It's huge.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
For anybody else, anywhere else in the country, they
probably
don't. In the world, for sure. They probably don't understand how key that bait is to our fishery and our business, and how fortunate we are to have Everett & Ham's doing what they do every day, and the availability of bait on any given day, and having options at times, it's amazing. It's an amazing thing that we have.
To be able to just pull up and pull out your crowder and scoop it up, right? I mean,
and
to literally, I mean, how long does it take you to load up? You pull up, tie up, crowd it up, scoop it on, and you're gone in 8 minutes.
On a good day, yeah. There's a little bit of work involved some days, a little bit more effort has to go into it, but for sure, it's as easy as it could be.
It's a beautiful thing. So the offshore scene, I mean, I saw you had a pretty decent count. It looked like coastal stuff because I saw a barracuda in there along with the yellows.
That was some island fishing. Yeah, we did some. Yesterday, the boat had a good day. They had 35 bluefin yesterday. It was good fishing yesterday. We've mixed in some island charters, and the island fishing has been pretty good, and we like it. The water's beautiful, and there's a good enough volume of yellowtail there that given the right conditions, you can catch pretty good fish. There's pretty good opportunity. And they're all good ones. Every yellowtail we've caught at the islands this year has been a good one. There have not been any small ones so far. 20-pound average.
That's beautiful.
Crazy. They were great fish, the ones that we've been around. It's been pretty good.
That's sounds like good times to me, for sure.
It's excellent.
And on the Mission Bell, I mean, the Mission Bell has been – how many years have you had it now? 12, 14, 15.
15, I think.
07.
Yeah. And the reason I bring that up, because the Mission Bell has been an iconic, like, Southern California full day, three-quarter day back in the day,
absolutely,
full day vessel for, gosh darn, I mean, 40 plus?
Yeah, for a long time.
It's probably also responsible for starting countless young people's fishing careers.
Right?
The same with the Daily Double.
Yeah.
If you put down pen to paper and wrote down names that these two operations have started their fishing careers and started their passion in fishing, it would go on for ever and ever and ever.
The list would be long.
Oh, so long. So
right.
Long, yeah.
I mean, I mentioned myself. I started bass fishing and the passion and love for calico fishing on the Daily Double and having a good time and with Tim Green, you know, it was a counterpart of yours, Fred, mm-hmm. and Tim's been out of it now for what, fourth season maybe.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. And so
I saw him the other day. Tim looks good.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. Retirement looks good on him.
Really? Yes. How cool. Yeah, definitely one of the good guys in the
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anything new happening on the boats? I mean,
no, just rolling forward. Looking forward to going to be putting some new engines in here relatively soon. That's part of the program here. But
is that going to be this winter's project?
We'll see. We're not quite sure yet, but yeah, it's certainly in our future for all of us with the Tier 3 stuff coming.
So, do you run primarily charters, or do you have an open party schedule?
Open party every day, 6 a.m. to the afternoon sometime. And charters. Charters is, this year our island fishing has been almost exclusively charters, and we like going there. But, it's open party every day at Point Loma.
You came up in conversation yesterday, Steve. Brandon and I were talking about El Salto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mexican bass lakes, right?
Oh,
and those in the industry, Ryan and Matt and Mike Lackey, yourself. It's just, it's like in the heart, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of us, yeah, we're not doing this. We're not fishing. We're not fishing for work, for make a living. We're fishing for largemouth bass.
Yeah, and I bring that up just because you're in here today, and we were talking about you yesterday on the show. And
yeah, all of us seem to have a passion for that bass fishing.
Absolutely.
And we were talking about it yesterday, and it is, it's kind of most guys in the industries like meditation. That's their break away from the world and somewhere you can get you can breathe fresh
Absolutely.
Air and be away from the hustles and bustles of this industry.
Right. Sure. Yeah, I agree with you entirely. I mean, John Collins and beyond for sure.
They don't get much better than John Collins as far as big fish fishing.
Right.
I was telling him a story actually after the show yesterday that many years ago I bought myself a little John boat. You know, it was my first ever boat, super excited, very basic little 14-foot aluminum John boat, and I used to take that thing into the back far reaches of our local lakes, and anytime I thought I had found some nugget, some place way off the grid that nobody else could get to
fish in one of the local lakes,
I would turn a corner and I would see Steve Peterson in his boat casting some ungettable Japanese lure. Certainly at the time, a Japanese JDM lure that was not sold here in the States were very difficult to come by and very difficult to obtain. Steve Peterson would always have that lure, and Steve Peterson would have always figured out some pattern where he was smashing them and got there before I could ever get there. And how he would get his big boat in places that I could only get my little tin boat into, it still don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
Sounds like you need to give him a 2-hour head start, too.
I'd appreciate it, yeah.
Oh, such good times. We're going to have a lot of fun this morning, for sure,
Absolutely.
Having Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell and having Fred Huber from the Daily Double in studio in the world headquarters here. Man, super busy landing this morning, right? There's a lot going on. I saw the Fishman's Processing truck out there just loaded with beautiful, beautiful bluefin, man. And we're going to have a fun time this morning. You want to join us, there's two ways to do it. You can give us a call, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, or you can text us via the app. It's only done through the app. The app is a super easy, free download. It's nothing extra to go with it, no junk, nothing that, no ads, nothing. It's just a free deal there. So download the app. You can text us via the app. Remember, it's a one-way texting messaging system. And when you do so, you want to leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of this show, we're giving away a really cool prize. We're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. You go on their site. Isn't that cool, Brandon?
Yeah, this radio show gives away the best prizes.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree with you, man. Pete does a great job of putting everything together. And so one lucky caller or texter is going to win that, a $300 gift certificate to Costa. You can go on their website. You choose. I mean, they have great glasses from $150 to $200. You can spend the rest of that on swag and shirts and bags. They've got killer cooler bags and just all the swag, you know.
The best polarized lens in the game. I mean, we still have lines open. If you're not calling in to try to get those glasses, you're wasting time.
There's one open line. It could be yours right now, as Brandon says. 213-432-1090. I really look forward to today's action-packed show. From the Daily Double, Fred Huber, and from the Mission Bell, we have Steve Peterson, and we're going to be right back at Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out CostaSunglasses.com.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, having so much fun in here with Steve P and with Fred from the Daily Double and just talking good times and having fun. And we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa, right?
What a great prize. And the fishing chit chat has flowed so well. It went right into the break. We talked fishing stories all the way through the break.
I know. Yeah. It's definitely good times. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the way to get a hold of us on the telephone. And the other way that's done, and Adam's done such a good job with Adam Clark doing the app, that he's created a text-to-show option there. So
I've heard nothing but positive reviews about that app and how clean it works.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
you know what? It's one of the only ways I listen to the show, really.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it is. Like, you can, while I'm driving, you can listen to last week's show, or, you know, whatever it might be. If you miss something today, you can go back and re-listen to the whole thing. So
yeah,
there's
no bad time to listen listen to fishing stories and fishing gossip.
And you can see who's coming up, too.
Absolutely.
In future shows.
Yeah.
Well, you think we should jump into the lines?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it.
Let's talk to Mo from Vista.
Good morning, Mo. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I just wanted to call in and give you a fish report for L.A. Bay. We just got back, and we had the limits of yellowtail 15 to 20, a few grouper, but good fishing. We're done in a couple hours. We had all limits.
Wow, that sounds like good times to me.
We had somebody inquiring about that yesterday, Mo, as far as L.A. Bay and somebody that was texted the show was curious about fishing down there. Is there a particular time of the year that you like? I mean, you're obviously down there in July. Is that your favorite time of the year, Mo?
Well, we go about four times a year. And we go like in May when you have surface iron action. Not many fish, you know. I mean, we got some nice grouper. We got about 340-pound groupers last time in May. But
the yellowtail was skimpy this time around.
Yeah, bait. We jig mackerel, dropper loop for that.
That sounds
but
like fun
May
to me.
We go May, July, September, and October. October and May are the nicest heat wise, you know. But best fishing is this.
You think?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. Yeah.
Well, definitely great information there, Mo. We appreciate you joining us today. And I've got a great text here. And this one comes from Matt La Mesa. He put his telephone number on here. He's in line to win that $300 gift certificate, right?
Oh, I hope you do it, Matt.
Yeah, he's going to want a pair of Costas if he wins them. It says, good morning, Fred and Steve. What's the most interesting thing you've caught in your years of fishing the Point Loma area? How about that? It comes from Matt La Mesa again.
I don't know. Lots of all kinds of weird. Those sharks. Those seven gill sharks that showed up were kind of cool. And those were cool. And I don't know. All the different black sea bass are cool.
How about the wahoo?
The wahoo, that was amazing.
Yeah.
The wahoo, that was Coronado Islands, but yeah, that was once in a lifetime. For sure. Well, maybe not. Maybe we'll see it again this year.
Hey, that was only 14 miles from the point, right?
Yeah.
My son Philip made a point that he wanted to catch one, and he was talking to Rick, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. It's like, Rick, what's the hot lure? And he jumped on the bell, and he was pretty adamant about trolling. That's the only time that child's ever been adamant about trolling, unless he's on a ship going across the ocean.
Yeah.
He caught one on the bell. So
how
so
cool! You're kidding me.
No, my child.
I didn't know that story.
Yeah, yeah. It was in the fall. I think it was October or November.
It was down near the rock pile.
Yeah.
It was cool. There was some opportunity missed too because we weren't quite ready for all that. There was a trip when they first showed up, where, there's a couple of times we missed out on some opportunity. But we had a day when we had the right people on the boat, but we were caught with our pants down, and there were wahoo free swimming in the water, and we had some good fishermen, and we just did not have the gear. It was the first day they showed up for us, and we probably hooked 15 that day to land only three.
You're kidding. You know,
Ralph Botticelli got one on that trip.
Yeah, Ralph Botticelli Sr. And
talking about a name from the past.
Yeah.
Well,
I was on the boat that day, too.
How...
I'm not on the bell that often, but I was there for that, and it was pretty. It's like
spectacular, really? Yeah. Right? I mean, local wahoo. I mean, that did happen for a couple seasons, right?
Yeah. So I've been keeping this story in my back pocket, but maybe the most memorable day of fishing here in San Diego was due to Steve Peterson.
Okay.
And Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
Rockhard Rick Maxa from Fisherman's Landing.
The one and only.
And Carl Schmidt, also from Fisherman's Landing, were all going to go try to catch wahoo early season. During this time, it was a friend of a friend had seen one on a kelp. You know, it was all rumors. It was
speculation.
It's speculation, totally. There may have been one or two in the count. And I was not going fishing with those guys. Unfortunately, I wasn't invited. And I was closing down the shop one evening, as I often do. I'm working alone. And I was just locking up the doors. And Steve Peterson comes walking down the boardwalk. And he stops me from closing the door. And he says, hey, I don't know what you're going to do tomorrow. But anything you have planned, drop those plans and go to the rock pile. We hooked 20-something wahoo
that
today.
That came from Steve
From Steve Peterson. Yeah. And we landed one or two. I don't know what you're doing, but get down there. I just needed to tell somebody. And then he left. And so armed with that information, I called Doug and I said, hey, is there any chance I can come fishing with you guys tomorrow? And he shot me down and he told me no, there was no room in the boat. And I said, well, I'm armed with some information that you're not privy to, and I'm not going to tell you unless you invite me to go fishing tomorrow. So he did, and we went down to the rock pile, and we were down there for a total of maybe 90 seconds with the lures in the water. And Carl Schmidt wound in the first wahoo of the day, was on, caught, and as he wound that in, we threw maybe a dozen baits into the water, and we had wahoo jumping across the cowling of the outboard, and Doug underhand flipped a surface iron into those wahoo, momentarily hooked one off the corner. And for the rest of the day, we just steady picked at wahoo. And each one of us were fortunate enough to get a 40 to 60 pound wahoo, all due to Steve Peterson.
Wow. How cool is that, right?
It was a pretty amazing day. We had some guys on the boat the day before. I think Nick Case was with us, and we were looking in the water, and the water was just absolutely amazing. And I was Nick and Lance Withy was on the boat, and I was looking at Nick, and I go, is this it? Is this the best water you've ever seen here? And he's all, oh yeah, for sure. I'm all better than El Nino's in '83. Oh yeah. And that day we caught black skipjack. We saw puffer fish. We saw manta rays in the water.
Black skipjack, like way southern.
Way southern.
Not our typical skipjack we get.
Yeah, we caught and saw all kinds of wild stuff. Mobulas in the water. We saw puffer fish in the water. It was in the water, which is the craziest purple blue you could possibly imagine. And it was that water. It just come up the coast or come in out from the southwest.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. It was just the most amazing water I can ever remember seeing there.
Wow. Matt and La Mesa, man, he asked the right question. Yeah, right?
You know what, Corey, I love this question, but every time it comes up, I kick myself because I walk away from the show.
Right.
And I tell myself I always need to think about this question before I come on the show.
Right.
Because we're always flat-footed.
But there's always so many cool things to see, right?
The one that kind of comes to mind for me, fishing west of 3 in the Bull Kelp, you know, classic bass spot, catching a Dorado there in 10 fathoms in the Bull Kelp, that was pretty amazing. I was on the tank, I'm chumming, and I watched one go through the corner, and you know how brilliant and bright they are.
Oh, yeah.
And I just kind of shook my head. It's like, did I just see that? And, you know, within 5 minutes, we hooked it or one.
Crazy.
And landed, of all places, you know, just, you know, you're a mile from the mouth of the harbor in shallow water.
Right.
And there's a Dorado.
And there was actually, I mean, I know you're old enough, Fred. I hate to call you out. I'm sorry. But I'm in the same boat. I'm on the same boat, right? So I can do it. But there was a time when the bluefin would actually...
Oh, drop-off. We've caught bluefin on the drop-off.
Yeah. Right. And that's why I bring it up, because
absolutely.
I mean, I know we've been in a 9-year cycle of the most epic bluefin that we've ever seen in our life, historically, right? Probably since the Zane Grey era. But that bluefin used to come in, like that 12 to 18-pound fish. I mean, not only would it come through the islands, but it would come along the kelp line right there, too.
Absolutely.
And I can remember, you know what, now that I mentioned this, I can remember being on the bait boat, and we're looking for sardine, and we were in the canyon at La Jolla, and we had very large schools of that size bluefin, literally a mile and a half off the beach at the most, and I can remember that. And then it was with Jim Lilly and Joe Machado, and I was actually working with John Pratt, who's still there. And we were seeing that bluefin in pretty large schools going back and forth from the pier, Scripps Pier, and back and forth. Anyway, I'm just remembering. I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but it's just fun
good
talk.
Times. Yeah, were those special years, like El Nino years, or this
no,
was a common occurrence?
No, they were just, we're going back 30 years. So,
T-Core, you are old.
Right, I know. I'm getting a lot of finger pointing going on. I'm catching up to you, Fred. No, hey, we're having a great time. Let's lines are full. If you do want to join us, 213-432-1090. You've got one open line right now, and it's all yours. Again, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses, man.
Yeah, and you
can choose your own.
They have all kinds of apparel and all kinds of cool stuff on that website.
You want to see something cool, find your favorite pair and look at the Pro Series.
Like,
it's just they breathe nice or lighter weight. It's just a great way to go. Anyway, let's jump into the lines.
How about Reggie from Camarillo?
Good morning, Reggie. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Thank you.
Hey, I just want to touch on a couple things here. I chartered the Mission Bell. Probably I try to do it at least monthly, but just want to let people know who don't get a chance to go on there as much as I do that crew on there is just first class from Steve, Karen, Steve Lee, Sean. Like, everyone on there is super awesome to work with, to fish with. And a lot of people just don't know this about Steve, and the reason why we like to charter that is because of Steve. Steve is like that football coach or that manager that you would want to play for. Like, he gets excited. He gets you involved. I mean, if Steve told us, hey, guys, we're going to go to Lake Hodges and we're going to find Yellowtail there. If he told us that, we would believe him. He is super, super fishy, you know, with that. I mean, we put our utmost trust in that guy, and whatever he wants to do, we just rock with it. But I'm just going to go to my question here really quick is, this whole bluefin thing, it's cool, it's fun, but I want to fish the islands, and it's kind of hard to find trips that are going to the islands consistently. How would you guys recommend that I find trips going to the islands? Because, you know, this bluefin thing is, like, out of control.
That's a great question, and there's a lot of people in that want to be on the same boat you're on too, Reggie. I mean, bluefin things, it's the most spectacular thing that's happened in this industry, and it's 9 years' worth of it. And there's people like you, Reggie, myself, that just they want to, between Barracuda and Yellowtail, and what do we do, Steve?
Charters. Just like Reddy said, yeah, charters. And almost all of our charters with Hit Reddy in particular go to the islands because that's what they want to do more than anything. And charters, that's how we've gone to the islands mostly. There, you know, with the bluefin things happening, that's kind of what we do. And because it is so amazing and the opportunity to catch a bluefin like that is just, you know, amazing. But the charters, and we'd go to if you specifically want to go to the islands, we are all about it and we are happy to take you there. You know, the only time especially with Reggie's group, the only time we don't go to the islands is if it's a disaster, if the water's a mess and green. I mean, there are times when...
You just have to say it's not good right now.
Yeah, this is, or even, like, sometimes we've gone there and checked it out, and it's like, oh, my goodness, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, we've caught one whitefish, it's time to get out of here. And, you know, we've done that with charter groups and guys that have been with us for years, and they love the islands, and we go there, and it's like, oh, man, this is not it today. We need to vamoose and get out there. But yeah, the charters on the Mission Bell, charters on the Point Loma.
That's something that we haven't talked about. Like, you have, between the two of you, you guys have the Daily Double. You're both co-owners of the Daily Double, which is the half-day rig out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. You've got the Mission Bell and the Point Loma, which Point Loma is another iconic boat in itself.
Yeah. Yeah, brought it down from Washington in 97.
So one of those would run the open party, and one would always be available for charter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Point Loma's available. So is the Mission Bell. Most of them, we're sold out.
They're all available for charter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, boy, there was one year where that full-day fishing was so good, all three boats were online for full-day fishing.
Wow!
How cool is that?
Point Loma Mission Bell, and
how cool is that?
Yeah, that's great.
So
I mean, when the offshore fishing's so good that we're online for full day open party, and then the boats that are running day and a half trips are filling their in day with full day trips.
You know it's good.
Yeah, that was was that? 2017 or 16
or 17, somewhere in that little stretch.
Where it's just that good.
The yellowfin fishing was amazing.
Yeah. And you know what amazed me is Everingham Brothers kept up with the bait for all the boats that
amazing.
Year.
Amazing.
I mean, that was a phenomenal year. Yeah.
I mean, for that many boats and that much going on to be able to resupply the sardines every single day. I mean, it's crazy. But so, Reggie gets his group together and charters, is it the Mission Bell or the Point Loma?
It's the Mission Bell.
He likes the Bell. Yeah. So how does one do that? Like, if somebody's listening, how many people would you estimate? Is it like 15, 18? There's like a magic number where they're paying like an open party price, but yet their own charter group.
It's in the 20s. On the Mission Bell, it's in the 20s. You know, that's what we limit the load to nowadays is only 26 in the Mission Bell.
Yeah.
You put together a group of 20 guys, and the islands are, you know, that's all yours, or offshore, whatever you're into, and whatever your passport situation will allow. That is one other snag, is the passports going to the islands.
But that's nothing new. I mean, that's something we've dealt with
forever.
20 years now.
A while.
Plus.
Is there a scenario that plays out that the Mission Bell's already online with an open party trip, and you guys are going offshore, and me and a group of my buds want to get together? Can we charter the Point Loma out to go to the Coronado Islands?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yep. So
one dude with a platinum card.
Right, exactly. But there's got to be somebody listening that wants to do that. Telephone number? Oh. What's the best way to...
Point Loma Sport Fishing, 619-223-1627.
1627, right?
That's
there. 223-1627. I remember that number from being a Seaforth, actually. Yeah, how about that? That's crazy. Good old times. Hey, we've got so much stuff in store for you today, man. I mean, not only have we talked about the chartering and the fishing going on, but we've got fish reports and even more coming up. We've got a jam-packed show having Fred Huber from the Daily Double and Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell and the Point Loma. We're going to be right back. We're going to be taking more of your calls, texts. Like I said, we've got fish reports and more coming up on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, we're having so much fun in here. And if you want to join us, we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. Just a cool way to do it. And you can give us a call at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. I know there's a ton of texts. Do you have a text you want to?
I do. Yeah? You know, let me just pull it up here.
I have to mention, too, it's super cool being in here with you, Brandon, co-hosting, and
yeah, and
this weekend. It's pretty neat.
And you do such a great job. I like spending time with you anywhere, especially here on the radio show. It's been fun. So I have a call here. It says, good morning, or I have a text. It's, good morning. Does the Mission Bell have an RSW fish hold? Also, do you spike and bleed the tuna? That's from Ron.
Good question, Ron.
Yeah, we do. We have RSW. That was one of our improvements that we made. We built a new bait tank for that boat and included a integral fish hold with RSW. And, yes, absolutely. They go down there and get 35 or 34-degree seawater sprayed on them all day long on a full-day trip.
Man, just like every boat in the fleet now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much the
standard,
the full day boat standard. Yeah,
yeah.
That or ice in a kill bag on the smaller boats. That's the thing.
RSW, you know, really improves like game fish quality as far as bluefin and yellowfin, but it really exponentially improves the overall taste and the overall product you're going to get out of a barracuda, a bonito, and all these other fish that maybe guys aren't clamoring to keep, but they're still delicious.
You're speaking from my heart, man. You're speaking from my heart, Brandon. Seriously. No, and Fred, too. I mean,
When we go offshore, we ice fish.
Yeah.
Those big kill bags, I mean, you end up spending some money on ice in the morning, but that's a very nice product, too. We got in on some very good Dorado fishing last year. And those big,
wasn't that crazy?
Yeah, those big kill bags full of ice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. The day of throwing fish into gunny bags on a full day trip and letting them cook all day, that's a thing of the past. And there's
bonus.
Our industry has evolved, and there's a standard that's been set, and there's not a boat down here that that I feel is not. I mean, you got to keep up with your neighbors. I mean, this industry down here, the sport boats out of San Diego, are held to a level, and it's so competitive, and people get such a value coming here. You know, whether it's the bait company taking care of the boats just in such competition with each other. So quality.
You say competition, and you say, and it sounds almost, it could be negative, but it's the competition level is a good thing for the passenger.
The consumer has no idea how good they have it here.
There are some, like myself. And
myself, yeah.
Yeah, Brandon realizes that most do. Reggie, know?
Yeah, a lot of us do, but it's such a gift here. It's such a gift, and I don't know. It seems like this year it's been kind of tough to get people coming down, and I don't know. It's a good value. I mean, when you look at so many other venues and what people are paying for different things, and you know, I worry sometimes that there's not enough kids that are really getting involved in it these days, and you know, there's a certain worry. Those of us that are doing it and are passionate about it, you know,
it's obviously strong, right?
Yeah, we know, but I worry sometimes that there's not enough new people coming into it.
Like getting into it the way all of us did, I guess, right? As youth and just hardcore, you know, like passionate about it. But thank goodness for organizations like Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea for introducing inner city youth that, I mean, I've seen it. Some of them come from within 20 miles of any landing in Southern California and up to San Francisco. They have never seen the ocean, some of them. I mean,
absolutely.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's surprising.
It's very surprising, but it's a true story.
Yeah.
And not just once or twice, but many a times. There's youth on those trips that have never seen the ocean, and introducing them to, if they just want to play with the bait, you know what I mean? Let them have a good time. Let them see that it's all a good time. And that group you had with the sand bass.
That was a gift this past week.
Yeah.
So friends of Rollo, you know.
Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Yeah, I can't say enough about that organization and their introduction of kids to fishing. So they called me. We had a trip scheduled this Thursday, and Howard called 2 days beforehand and said, Fred, the group backed out. They, for whatever reason, you know, we approved the trip. It sounded like it was inner city kids, but for whatever reason, they could not get the kids together. We're having to cancel. So we'll pay the boat, you know, because we don't, you know, we want to be fair with you, but we don't have a group of kids for you this, you know, past Thursday.
Because it was such a short notice, yeah.
Yeah, so I said to Howard, it's like, well, if I put together a group of kids, can I take? It's, yeah, Fred, absolutely. So one of my side gigs, you know, raising three boys, coaching three boys Little League, when the last one aged out, it's like, God, I don't want to leave the Little League fields. This is too much fun. And so he says, well, gee, Fred, why don't you be an umpire? So for the last 4 years, I've been working as an umpire at Peninsula Little League.
Good on you, man.
It's been fun. I mean, it's like I got two best jobs. People pay me to take them fishing, and they pay me to watch their kids play baseball.
Yeah.
So I went to the league, and it's like, hey, you know, can you put this out to the league as a whole and give me some kids that want to go fishing? They filled the boat in 2 days.
What a cool story.
Yeah, we had a full rack of kids, and a lot of them I know. You know, there's some of my favorite players were on the boat. You know, kids that you know, they know me as Blue, but some of the kids are pretty fishy. So
is that your umpire handle? Blue?
Every umpire gets called that, amongst other things that I don't want to say on the
right,
radio.
Right.
But it was. It was fun. You know, we took these kids out, and they're so appreciative, and they're on such good behavior, and they were just glowing. And there's a bunch of those kids that had never been out before. So it was neat to introduce the kids to it. And, you know, we've been doing that deep water rockfish in the mornings, and it's like, okay, I don't want to do that with a bunch of kids, but I had a hunch on the sand bass, and there's still some anchovy at the receivers, and it came together.
It all worked out.
Oh, it was so much fun.
What a cool story. And that, you know, the Captain Rollo's kids at sea, and like you said, Howard and Mike Lum and Tim Baker, I don't know how they do it, man. Really. I mean, they put together so much, and just a few guys doing it all.
It's
you know?
A special thing that they're doing, and they're, you know, introducing just countless kids to this sport we all know and love. And every day that one of those Captain Rollo's friends at sea comes back to the dock, they're just over the moon pumped. I see it so often, and it's such a nice thing to see.
So that happens at our landings here in San Diego, at, you know, across right here, C4th. It happens at, I think, even Oceanside, Dana Point, and it happens all the way up to San Francisco. So they're taking kids like that. Good stuff for sure. And speaking of Dana Point, we've got Captain Brian Woolley on hold here. We've got our catch report in hand, and it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline. Summer's here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low prices on diesel and your gas and for your car, truck, and boat. Super easy. They have all new. They can accommodate 24 cars and trucks and fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. And 100 pounds of free ice. I can't believe that's still going on. 100 pounds of free ice if you purchase 35 gallons or more. Say hello to Martha and the friendly staff. It's at Summit Gasoline. And always step in there. For Let's Talk Hookup listeners, they have a you get a little bit of free ice when you mention Let's Talk Hookup listeners. And I don't know if you've ever been in there, but Martha is a sweetheart, a beautiful smile, a beautiful person. All the people work there are super, super friendly and cool. And definitely the lowest prices. Again, it's Summit Gasoline. And
that's my preferred spot.
It really is. I mean, it's we always say it's like lower than Costco prices, and it's no joke at all. So we've got Captain Brian Woolley on hold. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good stuff in there this morning, man. Talking our bread and butter just a little bit further down the coast there. Yeah,
right. That's it right there, yeah. Brian.
Well, hey, our water temps up here this week, 70 to 71 and a half is kind of what we've been fishing here. You know, this marine layer, I'm sure, is probably the same down there. It's just some days it's not here and other days it is, and it seems like the days that it's clear, it's been pretty darn good for us. The calico bass and the sand bass action, I'd say, continues to be the highlight for our half-day guys. Some nice sheephead, some whitefish and things like that for those guys fishing the dropper loops off the bottom, and a few halibut for those guys this week as well, fishing at or near the bottom there. Three-quarter day fishing, pretty similar to the half-day scenario right now with that bass fishing kind of being the front and center deal. Some nice fish caught on the fly line, sardine. The hard plastic baits and the swim baits caught plenty of fish this week too, but those hard baits, those jerk baits, the SP minnows, the cold sniper jerk baits, and those lucky crafts have been catching some of that quality bass, you know, kind of getting out. Being able to cast a harder bait out over the perimeter of, you know, your little chum range there has caught some real nice fish there.
And when worth you get them splashing around too, Brian, I mean, that hard bait, to be able to get them in that upper water column is so crucial. And it almost sounds like, you know, Fred and Steve P were talking about having some chovy. Almost sounds like you got a little chovy up there too, huh?
Well, we've had some anchovy. We kind of ran out of that stuff this week, so we've been relegated to the bigger sardine, which has been fine. Just, you know, the deal. It just takes a little bit. You just got to learn how to fish it a little bit different than that anchovy. You know, not every bait's going to get your fish. So, but yeah, no, getting out and away from that chum there has been key. And you see the light kind of click. A lot of times these guys are like, oh, I have this in my box. Let's get that tight on and see. And it actually, you know, it's a good alternative to, you know, fly line of the bait for sure. So those guys catching some on that, and it's cool too, we're seeing a lot of that bigger fish go back, you know, as part of our catch and release derby that we're having up here. Lots of that legal fish is going back, and especially critical right now during the spawn time. It's good to see that with our guys. The Fury, he's been offshore. He's either been at Clemente or fishing that bluefin. Some good shots the last few days on both the fly line baits for that bluefin, or over at Clemente there, that yellowtail, they're fishing that on the bait or the jigs. That yellow there at Colmany is like 15 to 25 pounds, along with plenty of bass and bonito and other mixed bottom fish. So it's been good there. And worth noting, too, is, you know, we're seeing this yellowfin really close to our harbor, like anywhere from like 5 to 8 miles, we've seen good batches of this fish. The deal with it, though, is it's super racy. Like, it's on the bait, and it shows best when, you know, we have those clear, sunny days. So we haven't been able to catch on it, but, you know, we've posted some stuff to our social media. Some of our skiff guys are out there getting on it, but for the sport boat, you know, a little bit slower to get on top of that fish. But we're keeping tabs on it. There's a good batch of warm water real close to home, and we've seen the fish in it every day. We just haven't been able to catch on it yet because it's just been all over the place. So.
Very interesting, Brian. Is it up foaming, like on its own bait and, like, difficult to catch, or is it just...
Exactly. Yeah, but it's up on its own bait and it's chasing it around. You know, most of the time you'll see that fish is up like on a small kelp. It's got the bait pushed up against a small kelp and they're, you know, busting on it that way. We did have, you know, the Helena went out one afternoon after, you know, they were done with their trip and caught a couple on it. But it's just, you know, with a boat full of people, it's hard to, you know, when you're anticipating your bass fishing to spend a whole bunch of time out there on it. And we just haven't had the right conditions in the morning, like I said, with this overcast and stuff like that. So maybe like an end of the day on the way home type of a loop, you know, we might, you know, pull the plug on bass fishing later early on the sunny days and take a look at it. But, we just haven't had the right groups or the right time to spend the whole day. And the fish just isn't ready to bite like you would need it to spend that time on it as well. So, but, that's pretty much it for us. You guys want to hop on a trip? Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there through Let's Talk Hookup. Take you right over to danawarf.com, and you can book online from there.
Oh, an awesome report, Brian, and definitely things happening. I start hearing about bass splashing around. I get pretty darn excited, but you start talking about foam and tuna, too. I'm all over it,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
Right?
The juices are flowing, for sure.
I know. Yeah.
Right on.
So, again, how do we get a hold of you?
Cool. Our number here, 949-496-5794. The best way is just hit us online at danawarf.com, and you can book and make your reservation right there. Super simple.
Oh, awesome report, Brian, and look forward to talking to you next week and hopefully continued on with some good stuff right there. And appreciate you joining us this morning and filling in our catch report. And from Brian Woolley at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing to one of my favorite reports all week, and it's Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, the one and only. Good morning, Gundy.
The legend.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Just having a fun morning.
Hey, Corey, let me ask you a question. What do you think about releasing spawning bass during a 2-month period or something?
Oh,
I like that idea.
Yeah, I don't know if Fred and Steve would so
if a swimmer wants to watch a fish swim away,
we're
100%.
All about it.
Yeah, and
there you go.
Well, let me say, you know, in my years fishing Dana Point, you know, I know those waters very well, and you get these, you know, spawning aggregates, which I call them, you know, and let's say a sport boat or something could get on one of those aggregates, and not only do you remove all those spawning fish, but those fish tend to come together from an area, you know. So I've seen where some fish have just been hammered. Like the pipe off Dana Point's an example where they really ball up on that thing, and you can really do some damage. And what I've noticed is if those fish get hit hard during that spawning aggregate, you don't find a lot of fish later on in the season in the shallows surrounding that area. That's just been my observation. So
yeah.
That's, you know, that kind of fuels my belief that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Well,
I think
you're coming from a place of fear that the fishery is going to collapse at the hands of sport fishermen.
And
honestly, what's happening on the other side of the border where they're using traps and catching fish with traps, that's truly fearful because those guys are very good with it. And the guys that catch sheephead, they know if the guys that were fishing sheephead were targeting bass, we'd be in trouble.
And, you know, and Gundy, I mean, the way that the regulations are set, even when it was 12 inches, they had a year or two to spawn before being harvested.
Yeah.
Now they have 5 to 7.
Yeah, right. So 14 inches,
yeah.
I mean, that's...
We're not the problem.
Today, I'll tell you this. I think we are seeing some of the best calico fishing that I have seen, whether it's San Clemente Island or Point Loma Kelp or La Jolla or wherever it might be, it's better today than I believe it's been in the last 25 plus years. It numbers wise and I can't catch a 5 or 6 pounder as easily as I used to because there's so many 13 to 16 inch fish, like 2.5 pounders, up to 2.5, 2 pounds, that take it away from that 5 to 6 pounder. So it's not necessarily a negative. It's just a, it's evolved over the years.
Yeah.
And having that size limit, it's all a good thing, Gundy, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I've fished Dana Point, you know, for 25 years, so I've seen that fishery when it in the old days. Okay, so
yeah,
you know, the post change in the limit. You know, I'd see a Newport sport boat come in on that pipe with 30 anglers and take 300 fish, and then the next boat comes. I counted over 40,000 calicos during a 1 week period there about 10, 12 years ago when I was still in Dana Point, you know. So
right.
I've seen the change in the fishery. So I understand where you're coming from, but it's a slow-growing fishery, and you have to be very judicious about it if you want to keep it to where it's at. That's all I'm saying, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely good stuff, Gundy. And like I said, I think it looks better than it has in many, many decades.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. Since the limit, I think, you know, the volume of fish has greatly increased, and I think in the long term that's going to pay off, you know. But,
I have some,
you know, from what's happened in the past, that's why I have some caution, you know what I mean?
I have something to share with you as far as surf fishing. I've been a couple times in the last 10 days, 2 weeks,
yeah.
And I actually had a 5-plus-pound calico in the surf, a 5.5-pounder, and the last time I went, I was hoping for a halibut. No halibut, but I had a 2.5-pound calico like that.
Yeah.
So the last couple trips, the trip with the 5.5-pound calico, also had a 10.5-pound halibut. So
yeah.
I'd be like, hey, dude, I listen to your reports, and I get all tuned up and get lathered.
Make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a friend, Doug, at the fuel dock. He posted a striped bass that he caught this past week.
I'm hoping for one of those.
Yeah.
Locally.
Yeah.
I haven't connected.
I got a little tidbit about that, so I better hit this report real quick. Salt fishing up and down the coast. I'd say Corbina fishing is good as it gets, and that was the highlighter this week. Guys, catching fish up and down the coast from Carpinteria all the way to the Mexican border, basically, and lots of sand crabs. You know, Corey, the last few years, the sand crabs have been scratchy, and this year they are everywhere, and with it, lots of fish. Guys reported 2 to 3 fish in a session, which is very good Corbina fishing. Hook, line, sinker reported more good halibut fishing there, 18 to 25-inch fish in big numbers. Goleta, the East Beach were two of the hot spots. Lots of Corbina along the stretch from Carpinteria to Oxnard. Wiley's reported good Corbina action near the old chart house down through Santa Monica. They posted a 4-pound, 4-ounce fish there taken near the Santa Monica Pier. Just Fishing reported good Corbina action on Hermosa and Torrance beaches. The guys there are screening for the nuggets or the soft shells, getting some better quality fish on those big soft shells. Big Fish reported that halibut action still going. Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, 14-pounder taken on a white zoom fluke, fished on a dart head. Ketchum Tackle reported lots of Corbina on the Balboa Peninsula. Anglers reporting 2 to 3 fish in the session. Sand crabs. Hogan's also reported lots of Corbina in Capel Beach, Salt Creek. The stretch from the pier south has been another good one. Pacific Coast reported the same. Very good Corbina fishing. Army, Navy, South Carlsbad, Terramar, Del Mar, the whole thing. Several 4-pound fish checked in. And then here you go, Corey. 1 to 4 pound striped bass breaking outside the surf line there below the Oceanside Jetty. The guys were figuring it was right during the grunion run, and they thought these smaller stripers were up on the staging grunion. So there's a tidbit for you.
Yeah, I like that tidbit, Gundy. You're always full of them, man. And that is some great information, and I truly look forward to your report every darn week. It's just good information,
yep.
Gundy. You work so hard to put it all together, and you're truly our surf guru for sure. And
well, I love doing it, Corey, and I enjoy the conversation about these things. You know, these things need to be talked about.
Hey, and with all that great conversation, Gundy, we're actually late for the top of the hour break.
All right, guys, have a good week.
Oh, that was a good conversation for sure, Gundy. We're going to be right back. As I mentioned, we're late for the top of the hour break, but couldn't help it, all that great conversation. We're going to have a lot more great conversation when we return. Fred Huber from the Daily Double, Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell. When we return on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A C guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.